This is Radio on the Go, keeping you informed with news breaks every hour throughout the day. Plus, free anytime at radioonthego.com.
Who is Rachel Steele? She's the performing artist coming to Hamptons Tuesday on the Town on June 12th. Hi, this is Pam Whipple, inviting you to come meet and greet Rachel in person right here in our bank lobby. We'll be serving homemade cookies along with fresh brewed coffee and lemonade all morning. Around 11 o'clock, Rachel will be stopping into the bank. You'll have the opportunity to hear her story and listen to her perform a couple of her songs. The staff at First Bank Hampton is excited to invite you to this Tuesday on the Town event, June 12th. We hope you'll join us in welcoming Rachel to Hampton.
Welcome to the Radio on the Go Newsmaker program, brought to you by First Bank Hampton. Newsmaker is a featured interview with people who are making a difference and are making news in our local communities. Each Monday through Friday at this time, you'll hear a feature interview from the Radio on the Go News Department featuring local politicians, school officials, faith leaders, volunteers, police chiefs, firefighters, and others from a variety of backgrounds and influences to keep you informed. Here is today's First Bank Hampton Newsmaker interview.
This afternoon on the Newsmaker program, we're joined by Leslie Weber, the Floyd County Emergency Management Coordinator. And Leslie, give us an update ever since Saturday's storm that rolled through the Floyd County area and impacted areas like Rockford and I guess the surrounding area as well. What's the update since Saturday? How are things progressing along?
We've had a very great turnout of volunteers go down to Rockford and help out. The main issue down there was just a lot of fallen trees. Thankfully, no one was hurt, so we could just focus on cleanup efforts, and that's what they've been doing. They've been taking volunteers, checking them in at the fire station. I talked with Randy Schweitzer last night, and he says as long as they have a pretty good turnout today, it should be the last day, and they should be getting everything for the community cleaned up. Now, that doesn't include private property.
Okay, so what's the biggest impact right now in Rockford? That's sort of the focus area, you know, where a lot of the storm damage has occurred. And what was some of the biggest, I guess, issues facing Rockford? Down trees, power lines, and things like that?
Down trees and down power lines. They got the east side of the town's power back on Saturday night. And then yesterday they spent all day getting the west side reconnected with power. By nightfall last night, I think there was a count of about 50 homes that still were without power, and they are diligently working on getting the rest of them reconnected this morning. And they're getting the streets cleaned up and hauling out those fallen trees. So,
can you estimate how many people lost power throughout Rockford or maybe the surrounding areas since that storm rolled through Saturday?
I know for sure it was the whole city of Rockford. Anything outside of that, I don't have a hard count.
As far as the sort of the damage and everything, was there any impact with how the water supply was being flown into the city of Rockford? Was there anything, I guess, utility-wise in terms of water and things like that that was impacted as well?
Thankfully, no. The river stayed at a good level that we weren't too worried about it coming up and causing any damage. They got the power back on to the east side quick enough to where the lift station and everything did not have any problems, and they were able to keep some pumps running to keep the water out of those main infrastructures.
Take us back to Saturday when that storm initially hit Rockford. What was sort of that first response like as it was just kind of a blast there throughout Floyd County and specifically the Rockford area?
Being an outside from Rockford, it was a bit hard to get there in the first place. So emergency responders trying to get down to that area to make sure everyone was okay, that became a little bit of a difficult task because of all the water that was on the roadways all throughout Floyd County. Once there was responders down there, they were assessing the situation, trying to make sure that everyone was okay. And then once they knew that no one was hurt, they started working on getting the main roads cleared. And I think the biggest battle after that were sightseers just trying to see the damage and hindering the operations of the town.
And I understand the town was shut down for a while just because, like you said, you didn't want the sightseers to come through as much as people are curious. You needed to shut down the town and make sure that people were there to help, and help, that's the only thing that you needed people there to be doing.
The roads were getting really congested with just sightseers, so in order to keep the operations, the cleanup efforts, and emergency space open, we did have to close down the roads for a while.
Have you been in contact with the National Weather Service, I guess, just to cover maybe the specifics of what happened? Because it sounds like it was straight line winds and no tornado, but what was sort of the confirmation if you were in contact with the National Weather Service as to what really all impacted the Floyd area?
We did determine between us and the fire departments that it was just straight line winds that reached anywhere from 85 to 100 miles an hour. There were cells producing, but no reports or no evidence that anything tornado touched down. Just everything that came with a tornado. So,
have you seen the straight line winds do something like this before out there in Floyd County? I guess we've seen them throughout the surrounding area and stuff, but you and your career, I guess, have you seen things like this happen before?
I personally have not, but the fire departments have witnessed. Rockford typically does get hit with the stronger winds from that area. I did not hear of anyone saying that they've heard this much lately or in the recent years, but it's pretty prominent down there.
And I know a lot of the focus has been a lot in the Rockford area. What about the surrounding Floyd County areas? Is there a lot of rural damage as well, or was it mainly confined to the in-town portion of Rockford?
The main damage is in city limits of Rockford. There are houses surrounding the city of Rockford that were damaged, that have downed barns, downed trees. And then the farther you branch out from Rockford, the main concern is the roads. There was a lot of roads throughout Floyd County that got water over the roadway, and a lot of them have been washed out. There are some residents that are experiencing their basements flooding. We are still asking that if you would like to report that to the emergency management, give us a call in, and I can start tracking that just for an overall awareness of how much the community has been damaged.
And I know there might be some storms in the forecast for today and tonight as well. And what could that possibly do? I mean, as long as it's nothing like you saw on Saturday, I mean, is that just kind of another instance where you just maybe got to be prepared for what could happen next?
Yeah, we're watching the storms that are supposed to roll in today. I've not seen anything as high up on the grid as what we experienced Saturday. Some more rain, possible thunderstorms, and we're continuing to watch the river levels. They're going to rise and fall quite a bit this week. So,
well, Leslie, we appreciate your time today. We know you're very busy, and so are a lot of other emergency crews, yeah, and stuff throughout the county and area. So we wish you guys the best of luck and hope the weather returns the sunny skies that maybe we've had a few weeks ago. But thank you for your time today.
Yep. Thank you, Mark.
That's Leslie Weber today, the Floyd County Emergency Management Director on the Newsmaker program.
Today's Newsmaker interview has been sponsored by First Bank Hampton. You can hear today's interview or past interviews on demand in their entirety by visiting the Newsmaker page at radioonthego.com. The First Bank Hampton Newsmaker program is featured as part of the Radio on the Go stream and is also part of our podcast, which can be subscribed to for free in iTunes or Stitcher.
Who is Rachel Steele? She's the performing artist coming to Hampton's Tuesday on the Town on June 12th. Hi, this is Pam Whipple, inviting you to come meet and greet Rachel in person right here in our bank lobby. We'll be serving homemade cookies along with fresh brewed coffee and lemonade all morning. Around 11 o'clock, Rachel will be stopping into the bank. You'll have the opportunity to hear her story and listen to her perform a couple of her songs. The staff at First Bank Hampton is excited to invite you to this Tuesday on the Town event, June 12th. We hope you'll join us in welcoming Rachel to Hampton.